Revolut drops USDT on August 31 and will auto-convert leftover balances. Revolut will stop supporting Tether's USDT on August 31, 2026, according to a report from Woo Blockchain published July 4. The fintech, which serves more than 65 million customers and calls itself Europe's largest, cited regulatory and risk reasons for the delisting. Users who still hold USDT in their Revolut accounts after the cutoff will have those balances converted automatically to their account's base currency at whatever exchange rate applies at the time. The date gives users just under 2 months to sell, swap, or withdraw their Tether before Revolut does it for them. A 9-month reversal. The delisting reads very differently against Revolut's own recent history. In November 2025, the company launched zero-fee stablecoin swaps, letting customers convert between USDT and USDC at a fixed 1.1 rate with no spread, up to roughly $500,000 per user in any rolling 30-day window across Ethereum and Solana. The feature was pitched at freelancers and cross-border sellers who receive international payments in stablecoins. And it treated USDT as a first-class asset alongside USDC. That was 9 months ago. Now Tether is being removed from the platform entirely, while nothing in the announcement suggests USDC is affected. The 1-1 swap rail Revolut built last November turns out to be the cleanest exit route it could have handed USDT holders. Converting Tether to USDC before August 31st costs nothing and keeps the balance in a dollar stablecoin rather than forcing a taxable in some jurisdictions conversion to fiat. MyCA keeps shrinking Tether's European footprint. Revolut is not acting in a vacuum. USDT has never obtained authorization as an e-money token under the EU's Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation, and the major venues moved early. Coinbase pulled USDT for European users in late 2024, and Binance restricted it for EEA customers ahead of the March 2025 compliance deadline. Enforcement began in earnest this month, and Revolut's own MyCA license, obtained through Cyprus in late October 2025, is precisely the thing that now binds it to the rulebook. A licensed firm passporting crypto services across the EU has little room to keep offering a stablecoin the regulation does not recognize. The surprise is not that Revolut delisted USDT. It is that the company added zero-fee USDT swaps 11 months after MyCA's stablecoin provisions took effect, and is only now unwinding the position. The pattern extends beyond delistings. European platforms have been filling the gap with compliant alternatives. Circle's USDC and EURC are MyCA authorized, and Crypto.com added EURC earlier this month to give Euro-based users a native stablecoin option. For anyone who spends stablecoin balances through a card, the practical menu in Europe is consolidating around Circle's tokens, a shift worth checking against the stablecoin card options that support each asset. The auto-conversion clause deserves attention. Revolut's crypto terms state that when an asset is delisted, remaining holdings may be converted on the user's behalf to the account's base currency at the rate applying at conversion time. That clause has teeth here. Users who ignore the deadline do not lose their funds, but they lose control over the execution. The conversion happens at Revolut's rate, on Revolut's schedule, into fiat rather than into another stablecoin. Anyone holding a meaningful USDT balance on the platform has three cleaner options before August 31st: swap to USDC inside the app at the 1.1 rate, sell to fiat at a moment of their choosing, or withdraw to an external wallet where USDT remains fully usable. Tether itself is not disappearing. It remains the largest stablecoin globally by a wide margin. It is disappearing from regulated European consumer platforms.